phases, first quarter, half, stretch, and finish of each race, called the running line, the caliber of competition it had been facing, its relative speed and preferred distance, along with several other factors essential to the handicapping process. I had studied the form before, but never with such intensity. Now I bent to the charts like an adept parsing mystical texts. Sometimes they were runic, impossible to decipher, but other times winners stepped readily forward to speak their names. When I finished handicapping, I went to the OTB office to fill out my betting slips. I like to watch people come in and slowly erode the antisepsis of the place, jabbing wet cigar butts into polished ashtrays and dragging muddy boots over clean tile floors. They were intent, blind to their surroundings, and they all looked terrific, at least until the first race had gone off. Optimism put a bloom in every cheek. Anything might happen, could happen, probably would happen. That was the notion being entertained at OTB. If you hit the triple, you might walk out the door a millionaire, your pockets larded with greenbacks. Even the fat man, who was otherwise shrewd, believed this. I met him one afternoon when he squeezed in next to me at the counter. He was so big his trousers had been split at the seam, then stretched out by the addition of an unmatching panel of